You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Oil prices have clawed back to around $40 a barrel, but that's still down by two-thirds compared to less than 2 years ago. And while that's good news for drivers, it has shattered lives in petrostates around the world. None are worse off than Venezuela. We'll give you a couple numbers. Worst inflation in the world for 3 years running, somewhere between 180 and 400%. GDP shrank 10% last year. And a year ago on the street, one U.S. dollar bought 200 Venezuelan bolivars. Today, it's 1,000. But what about real life there? Marketplace's Scott Tong has just returned from Venezuela and has this report.
Imagine your grocery bill goes up by 17-fold. A loaf of bread, $32. A dozen eggs, $18. Pound of coffee, $85. We are in Venezuela. First, though, let's get in line, something everybody seems to do here. Single mom Noslin Ramos is queued up outside a state supermarket.
The situation is critical. We need flour and rice and coffee. Right now we have no food for lunch.
This is Maracaibo, Venezuela's original oil city. Now, though, crude prices have crashed, and so has normal life. 20 people are lined up in front of the store, but the other 200 have been shooed around to the back alley, where we are, ostensibly to hide this crisis.
It's common to sleep in line. If we come at 5 in the morning, there is already a big line. The people in the front, they probably slept here.
There's no guarantee anything will be left on the shelves when she gets there. Ramos sells empanadas for a living, makes minimum wage. So does her sister, Michelle Suarez, standing next to her, who explains the rationing system here. You can only buy two of anything in a week.
Hasta la próxima semana.
The problem is, our family has 12 people, so two bags of rice lasts just one day. So we go to other supermarkets and shop all day. Some stores don't take cash, but I don't have a debit card, and the bank says there's not enough plastic to make more.
If they don't find rice here, they'll buy a bag at a place where they know it's available, on the black market. But it's steep. A 1.6-pound bag costs 2 days of pay. A big can of milk costs 1 week's salary. Venezuelan pollster and analyst Luis Vicente León has never seen it so bad.
Absolutely the worst ever. It's amazing. It's very difficult to find any country in the world that the people cannot find essentials.
He has an index of scarcity of goods missing from the store shelves, and right now it exceeds 70%. Why? Well, it amounts to economic multiple organ failure. First, Venezuela hardly makes anything. Price controls destroy the profit motive for domestic companies. And the socialist government has taken or expropriated entire companies.
They expropriate the majority of the sugar companies, and you cannot find sugar. They expropriate coffee companies in Venezuela, and you cannot find coffee. They expropriate Owens, Illinois, and we cannot find packages.
So Venezuela imports just about everything. But now there's not enough oil revenue to buy the imports. He says it's like having two diseases, dengue fever and then Zika virus on top of it.
We are mixing two different illnesses right now. The illness coming from the intervention and the impact of the oil market.
The shortages drive anyone who can afford it to the black market. Now, mostly it's underground. Buyers find sellers through friends or through closed chat groups on Facebook. It is illegal. But in Maracaibo, the black market is an actual place. The contrabando, as they call it, it sits out in the open. Now, the odd part is this stuff is basically what's available on aisle 3 in the Safeway back home. There's flour, rice, coffee, Tylenol. We try to pick up infant formula for our driver's baby, but by the time we find it, it's sold. Even my translator, Yesmen Utrera, starts to shop here for coffee. He says you gotta get it wherever you can. Back in the car, he goes over a few of the prices, including the most important staple, corn flour.
The regulated price, you can see it on the package, is 19 bolivars. And the price in this market is 600 bolivars. A bag of diaper can cost 300 bolivars. And in here, they can sell it into 1,200, four times its price.
The rice costs 20 times normal, baby Tylenol 60x. The average markup, by our math, is 17 times here. This woman selling plantains at the market says she can't find milk for her grandchildren, and she can't pay the scalper price. So she makes her own substitute out of plantains.
I open up the fruit and take the seed out, otherwise it hurts their tummy. I cook it and blend it, then I cook it again for 5 minutes. Stir and add a little sugar. It's the economy, you know?
Back in the grocery store line, the two sisters aren't just hungry and frustrated about all this. They're furious. They may not understand how Venezuela has become an oil-only economy, but they do see profiteers making money off this crisis. Noslyn Ramos figures some of the food that's missing from store shelves slips out the back door.
Donde diariamente yo veo los camiones.
Every day when I walk to work, I see trucks loaded with flour, sugar, rice, shampoo, milk, driving to Colombia to resell them. I want to take a picture, but I'm scared what might happen to me.
A man behind her interrupts to say, wait a second, we're a rich country. Indeed, in the 1970s oil boom, there was single malt scotch all across Venezuela. There were trips to Miami. The Concorde flew here. Ramos says somebody's getting richer, but it isn't her. And then she cites a Bible scripture about a famine prophecy coming true. And it will likely get worse here, unless oil prices miraculously skyrocket. By one estimate, the available petrodollars to buy food and medicine will shrink this year by two-thirds. In Maracaibo, Western Venezuela, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.